The Yalkut Shemoni makes a startling statement about the era of Mashiach. Kol ha-moedim asidin li-batel. All of the festivals, they'll all be nullified. The Yemei ha-Purim, but the celebration of Purim, ein ha-batel le-ilam. That'll never be nullified, and that'll continue on. Omer Rabbi Elazar says, Yom ha-Kippurim also le-yibatel, will also not be nullified. Shenemar, because it says, v'hoysa zois lachem, L'chukat olam, this thing, Yom Kippur, it'll be an eternal statute. The Rashba, in his Shailos HaTshuvos, in his responsa number 93, says, how could the Yalkut Shemoni make the statement? After all, just as it says, V'hoysa chukat lachem l'chukat olam, that it'll be for an eternal statute with regard to Yom Kippur, it says the same thing about Pesach. It says you should celebrate Pesach, and it'll be Chag LaHashem, a Yom Tov, a festival, a celebration for God, Chukas Olam, an eternal statute. Even more broadly speaking, this doesn't seem to make sense with the clear halacha in the Rambam, in the laws of Yesedi HaTorah, where he tells us that you should know, it is a davar barur u'mefurash b'Torah, it is clear and explicit in the Torah, that the Torah's mitzvahs are eternal. Ein lo shinei v'le geroyim v'le tesefes. They will not change, they will not in any way be modified, they won't be diminished. These are the mitzvahs which are chukas olam ledoros seichem. These are the mitzvahs that will be yours for posterity, for eternity. So how is it possible to say that the Yomim Tovim will simply fade away and not be when we have a clear notion that when it comes to the concept of mitzvahs, they're eternal? Now it's interesting to note that the Rambam in Hilchos Megillah modifies this statement. And he says, he doesn't say that the Yom Tov of all Yomim Tovim will be nullified. He says, Sifri HaNaviim, the books of the prophets, the Ksuvim, the holy writings, they will be nullified, with the exception of Megillas Esther, of the book of Esther. But he doesn't say that the Yom Tov will no longer be. Now the Alter Rebbe explains this Rambam in a very interesting way. In Torah Ur, the Alter Rebbe suggests, it doesn't mean that the books simply won't be anymore. He says that the light of godliness that resonates in those prophecies will be eclipsed by the light that will resonate when Mashiach comes. He says, however, the light that is invested in the prophecies that comprise Megillas Esther are so intense that they'll continue to resonate and shine even after the coming of Mashiach. Based on this, the Rebbe says we could likely give the following answer with regard to also the statement of the Yalkut Shemoni as well as the Medrash and Mishlei. It means when we say the Yom Tov is batal, it means that the Yom Tov is nullified, meaning it's eclipsed or overwhelmed. Not that the Yom Tov is in any way disbanded. Just as we have the language, the expression in the Gemara in Mesechet Chulin on page 60, where it speaks about the moon and the sun having this dispute. The moon comes before the God and says, yeah, there isn't enough room for both of us. You can't have two kings sharing the same crown. God says, you're right. L'chi umati atzmech. Look, now you go and make yourself small. So the Levana, the moon comes back and he says, I said something which is true. You can't have two drivers in the same seat. Why am I being punished? So God says, okay, I'll make it better for you. You can shine during the day and the night. To which the moon responded, Shiraga batia mayahani. What value would that be? If you light a candle in high noon, you don't really see the light of the candle. The moon is in the sky, but nobody can see it. And so the Rebbe says, the meaning of this verse is when Mashiach will come, the light will be so bright, the godliness will be so intense, everything else will be eclipsed, with the exception of the holiday of Purim, whose joy will continue on for eternity.